So, Alex, would you like to call the roll?
Okay. Sandra Rowling.
I'm here.
Ali Luxa.
Here.
I'm not here. Oh, you are here.
I'm good. Here.
Oh, okay, great. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Okay, she's not here. Heather Gray.
Here.
Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
And Alex Steinberg, that's me, I'm here. So we do have a quorum. I did call Otis. He will be streaming us, but since we're in a kind of a rush, we started the meeting already. It is being recorded, so people who want to hear the entire meeting will be able to hear it on the archives later. In the meantime,
okay.
We're just going to get going. So, Sandra, you wish to be excused from the remainder of the meeting? You have some urgent personal business, I guess, or something?
I just wanted to say thank you, Alex. I appreciate you taking the role, and thank you to Otis when we get streamed, and thank you to the members of this committee. I will be forwarding all of my email documentation from Livingston and Associates to this the members of this committee, and Alex has a motion, and I am handing over the, what do you call it, the chairpersonship of this committee to Alex so he can present his motion, and y'all can vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
Okay, I'm not quite clear what that was, but I don't mind chairing this committee for tonight. I'm not the chair of this committee, but we, you know, if the body agrees, I can be the pro temp chair for tonight. Are there any objections? Okay. Does anybody want to volunteer to take notes for the meeting tonight to be the pro temp secretary? Anyone? All right. I'll try to do it myself somehow. Okay, the draft agenda is really, there's one item on the draft agenda, and that's to restart the search process for the executive director. I sent out a proposed motion on that. So I guess we need somebody to move that we adopt the draft agenda with that motion.
Tom, so moved.
Okay, do we have a second on that?
This is Heather, I'll second.
Yeah, actually, we don't need seconds in committees, I keep forgetting. it's less formal. Okay, are there any objections to the draft agenda? Okay, well, thank you. Then the draft agenda is adopted. And, okay, here's the proposed motion. Let me read it. Whereas the Personnel Committee is tasked with the search for an executive director, be it resolved that the Personnel Committee shall promptly restart the process to obtain a list of candidates for the ED position, that the chair of the committee shall communicate with Livingston and Associates that we are resuming the search, that the list of candidates previously acquired by Livingston and Associates be vetted to determine which of those candidates are still interested in applying for the ED position, and that each of the candidates from the search for a GM at KPFT and KPFK be asked if they are interested in applying for the ED position, and that if those candidates give their assent, their names will be added to the pool of candidates from Livingston and Associates to be considered by the Personnel Committee.
Did you start the meeting?
We've already started, Otis, but you can start streaming. I'll apologize to the public, but since the meeting is
okay,
recorded,
you're on.
Okay.
You're on.
Okay, this is a meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. We have already started the meeting because it was kind of a time-sensitive issue. However, the entire meeting is being recorded and will be available in the archives a little bit, you know, later, like tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Right now, we just approved the agenda, and I was reading a motion. Let me reread it for the benefit of those who may be listening on the stream. Whereas the Personnel Committee is tasked with a search for an executive director, be it resolved that the Personnel Committee shall promptly restart the process to obtain a list of candidates for the executive director position, that the chair of the committee shall communicate with Livingston and Associates that we are resuming the search, that the list of candidates previously acquired by Livingston and Associates be vetted to determine which of those candidates are still interested in applying for the ED position, that the list of candidates from Livingston and Associates be supplemented by the list of candidates that developed out of a recent search committees for the general manager position at KPFK and KPFT, and that each of the candidates from the search for a GM at KPFT and KPFK be asked if they are interested in applying for the ED position, and that if those candidates give their assent, their names will be added to the pool of candidates from Livingston and Associates to be considered by the Personnel Committee. Okay, discussion.
Ali, to the staff.
Go ahead, Ali.
Is there going to be other advertising or search for fresh candidates as well?
Yeah, there should be. There should be. I think maybe I guess that probably should have been added to the motion, but we can make a separate motion on that as well. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just dispose of this motion, and then we can deal with a separate motion to advertise for the position at the same time.
Okay, then I have a question regarding this motion.
Okay. What's your question?
So, well, I don't want to get into personnel stuff on an open meeting, but there were some candidates that I'm aware of because I was involved with the KPFK GM search that were highly questionable. If we go to all of them and ask if they want to be ED, we're still going to do a strong vetting process before putting any of them through, right? Because I have serious reservations about some of the candidates.
Of course. No, we're not. This is not a free ticket of any sort. It's just that it just seemed to make sense that since two of our local station boards already did a lot of work in a search for a general manager, perhaps we can leverage some of that in a search for an executive director if some of those candidates are interested in applying for the position. That's the only consideration here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, anybody else? Are there any objections to this motion? Okay.
Alex, has this motion been sent to us via email by any chance? This is Heather, sorry.
Yes.
When did that come out?
About a half hour ago.
Oh, about a half hour, okay. All right. I see.
Heather, it was sent out. It was a response to an earlier P&D Personnel Committee email.
I see.
Alan did a reply all, and then it says proposed motion for tonight's meeting.
Yeah, I see. Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no objections, then the motion is passed. Ali, do you want to introduce a motion to re-advertise the position and give, I think maybe a two-week period of re-advertising the commission would be reasonable, no?
Sure.
And we should probably go through Livingston and Associates to do that. They may want to charge us a little more than we've already paid for the extra work, but, you know, we'll have to bite that bullet, I think.
How does this sound? Whereas the personnel committee is tasked with the search for an executive director, be it resolved that the personnel committee shall advertise and promote using all of the previous channels. I don't know what the exact wording is to me.
I don't think the personnel committee itself wants to get into the advertising business. I think since we are using Livingston and Associates as a service, let's ask Livingston and Associates to do it on our behalf.
Okay. All right. Then that the chair of the committee shall communicate with Livingston Associates to advertise the position where they see fit.
Okay. Can you write that out and email it?
Sure. I'll write it out.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions or comments about the motion, the new motion? Does anybody want Ali to read it again?
I would appreciate that, please.
Okay.
All right.
Ali, do you mind?
Yeah, I'm almost done typing it.
Okay, give him a minute.
Okay, here's the rough draft. I said, whereas the personnel committee is tasked with the search for an executive director, be it resolved that the personnel committee shall communicate with Livingston and Associates to promote and advertise the position in all appropriate places that they see fit.
Okay. Are there any objections to that amendment?
Was it in all appropriate? I'm sorry, Alex. So just in all appropriate places, what? It was the last part, the last wording, in all
that,
appropriate
that
places.
That they see fit. I'm open for suggestions for edits if you want.
Oh, I see. Oh, no, I just want. No, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, so are there any objections to that motion? Okay, then that's passed. I don't have any other thing I had in mind for the meeting tonight. Unless somebody else thinks of something else, I think we could just adjourn, and I
do have another question.
Okay, Ali.
I'm sorry, Alex. Do you or anyone of the committee envision a timeline that we're looking at with this?
I can't comment on that until we hear back from Livingston and Associates. I'm not sure what's going to be involved with it. Whether or not we're going to need authorization to pay them another, make another payment or not. I think we should reconvene in 2 weeks to see where we're at. Hopefully we will have at least the, everything in motion by then. I would like to see a final candidates list in 4 weeks' time.
Okay. That sounds good.
That would be my goal.
That's excellent.
And yeah. Then if following the process, when we have a final candidates list, do we interview or vet them and then propose a list of finalists to the entire PNB, or how does it work?
Well, we will go through the list, and from that list, we will decide which people on that list we wish to interview. And, you know, we may have to, obviously we'll be meeting in closed session when we go through the list. We don't have a list yet to go through, so I don't know how big the list is. past experience tells me that it'll be anywhere from like a dozen to 30 or 40 people. We're not going to be able to interview that many people. At most, we'll probably be able to interview like 6 to 8 people, and from that, we'll have to whittle down to something like 3 or 4 final candidates.
Right. That sounds great. So that group of candidates would be presented to the entire board to pick
Correct.
A candidate?
Correct. Yes.
I see.
When we have our list of finalists, we will arrange for each of them to be interviewed by the full board. And then the full board will determine, the full board will make the determination as to the actual, who's going to get the offer to become the executive director.
Okay.
I mean, that's more or less the process, but the details of the timeline have yet to be worked out. Hopefully we can, maybe at the next meeting, we could work out the details of the timeline. So
okay.
Let's agree to, so one final thing, can we meet in 2 weeks? Reconvene in 2 weeks?
Sounds good to me.
It'll probably take something like that to get answers from Livingston and Associates, and I'll ask our executive director for the list of candidates for the general manager positions and how we can contact them to see if they're interested in the ED position. Who's actually going to do that? I'm not sure yet. I'll have to discuss this with Sandra. Okay, are there any other questions? All right, so can we have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Any objections?
There's a second, too. Good.
Again, you don't need a second in a committee.
Before we adjourn, Alex, can I just tell everybody something?
Sure.
I was at the radio station today, and I'm living quite a distance right now from the station, unfortunately. But just so you all know, I'm sitting in this restaurant. I thought, well, I can get on the phone here. So this restaurant is called Manuel's. It's named after Manuel Maluth, who used to be a politician here. But he, you know, this is a famous left-wing restaurant. And I'm sitting here staring at this picture of Manuel Maluth with Clinton and, not that they're necessarily left, and Al Gore, and also with their wives. So this is, and then I'm sitting in this booth, actually, where Jimmy Carter would always sit when he came to the restaurant. So just wanted to, so when you guys come to Atlanta, I'm going to take you to this restaurant. All right.
Okay. I just don't want to see. I don't particularly want to see the picture of Clinton, but otherwise.
All right. So thanks, everybody.
Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Bye bye.